Welcome back to From the Press Box to Press Row. Once again, thank you for joining me on today. I mean, you have many choices of things you could do, and we appreciate the support that you give to us here on the program. Still to come, Erik Jones, who is NASCAR's reigning Rookie of the Year. Also still to come, FIU baseball coach and Bethune-Cookman graduate Mervell Melendez, plus our Black History Month Listen Back features Warren Moon. Joining us right now here on From the Press Box to Press Row is a gentleman who finished fifth last year in the 2017 NASCAR standings, one of the more popular drivers in all of NASCAR. He's going to start on the second row in this weekend's Daytona 500. He is Chase Elliott. He drives the number 9 for Hendrick Motorsports, and he joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Chase, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. First of all, I want to just get your thoughts on being able to get the sponsorship extension from NAPA.
Really, a pivotal point, and I don't really know where my career would have gone had they not come on board when they did there in 2014, and to be full-time on our Xfinity car that year, and also 2015. So it's been a great fit for me. I hope it's been a great fit for them, and I'm excited for more years to come with those guys.
Sure. Now, of course, you're making the switch from the number 24 to the number 9. It's the car that your Hall of Fame father, Bill Elliott, in fact, drove. What does that mean to you, or for you to be able to drive now the number 9?
Yeah, good opportunity for sure. Definitely one I wasn't going to turn away, so it was an easy one for me to decide. And, you know, it's been a number that I've had a lot of history with, so I'm excited to have some more chances with it on down the road.
Can you speak to kind of growing up around NASCAR and watching your father do his thing? Obviously, you caught the bug, a very good driver right now. He ended up winning the championship back in 1988, even though that was before your time. But just talk about growing up around NASCAR.
Yeah, my dad has been a huge influence, really, in my career in general. So it's been great to have him and his support over the years. He still comes to the races and enjoys being there. So I'm excited to continue to have him come to tracks and be involved and offer his opinions. And he does a good job of doing that, but also kind of let me figure some things out on my own some days, which is also nice.
I sense a tone there because, you know, having a father and being a dad, you really want your sons to do, or your children to kind of do some of the things you're asking them to do. No question about that. What is he saying to you? Having won Daytona multiple times, what is he talking to you about with respect to this race on Sunday, or what kind of advice are you seeking from him?
This is my third one. It's kind of hard to believe, but it's my third chance at it, so I'm excited for another shot. He's had a great run at 500s over the years as well. So, you know, I think you just have to try to stay out of trouble as best you can and hope that when you get to the end of the day, you're still around and still rolling on all four tires.
Speaking of Daytona, your first year in 2016, you finished 37. Last year, you finished 14. So that's got to speak, you know, maybe bode well for you in terms of maybe winning or at least finishing higher this year than you have in past years, as you've been able to improve in Daytona over a 2-year period.
Yeah, a lot of opportunity, I think, more than anything last year. We had some great chances to go compete for wins, and unfortunately never got 2 victory lane, but had some great chances to do so, and you got to have those opportunities to make it happen at some point. So up and down year, for sure. I thought we ended on a better note than what we started the season with. Our last 10 were pretty positive, had some good runs. Again, no win, but some good runs nonetheless.
Sure. How can you take what happened last year and the finish that you had last year and apply it to bettering things, if you will, this Sunday at the Daytona 500?
You got to go and hope that everything is still clicking like it was with your entire group. It's not just me. It's a team effort. So you know, you want to hope that everyone's still on the same page they were on when we, you know, ran the playoffs last year, and hope that everybody's still as fired up as we were then. I know I certainly am, and I think that our team is too, so just have to get rolling and see where we stack up.
Chase Elliott drives the number 9 for Hendrick Motorsports. You'll see him this Sunday at the Daytona 500. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Follow him on Twitter at Chase Elliott. And let me take you back a little bit, Chase, back to 2014. I mentioned you being one of the more popular drivers. In 2014, you won the Nationwide Series as a rookie. What kind of confidence did that give you to be able to step up to now the Monster Energy Drink Series and be able to have some of the success that you're having?
Yeah, that was a great year for us. That was a big year for me. A year that I think kind of gave me some opportunity for on down the road. So it was a great season. Everything was kind of clicking together, and it was just a fun time. So hopefully we can have some more success like that, and we'll see where it leads.
Last couple of thoughts, Chase. We appreciate the time. So outside of racing, you're the voice of March Set Go on Nickelodeon's Blaze and the Monster Machines. Kind of talk about that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's something different for sure. I'd never done anything like that before then, so it's fun to kind of get out of your element a little bit and do some different things, which I enjoyed.
Check him out this Sunday at the Daytona 500. He drives the number 9 for Hendrick Motorsports. Follow him on Twitter at Chase Elliott. He is Chase Elliott. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Chase, we appreciate the time. Good luck to you this Sunday at the Daytona 500 and throughout the 2018 season.
All right, thanks.